This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Republican presidential candidate and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was in Colorado on Tuesday. Her visit to Centennial comes 1 week before Colorado's presidential primary on Super Tuesday. Haley trails GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. Her supporters urged her to stay in the race.
All right, y'all, I'm still standing here.
Haley blamed recent Republican election losses on the former president.
Now I'm in Colorado, and I'm looking at the fact that no Republican has gotten over 45% statewide since Donald Trump was president.
Colorado is one of 16 states and territories voting in presidential primaries next week. Leaders from Colorado's community college system are launching a statewide listening tour. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The tour begins at Red Rocks Community College on Monday. Officials hope to attract students, employers, and community members. Feedback will be collected to guide the state's 13 community colleges over the next 5 years. Officials say shifts in demographics, how students want to learn, and workforce needs will inform the new plan. They say too many Coloradans are struggling to make ends meet, while employers face chronic shortages in healthcare, construction, and other industries. The community college system currently serves 114,000 students and oversees career and technical programs serving thousands more. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Emergency officials in Colorado Springs have unveiled a response framework if more new immigrants arrive in the city. This includes recommendations for when the city should escalate its response. Council President Randy Helms says it's important to plan for things you may not want to happen.
And so by planning, you're bringing out all the good and bad that can happen and then be able to react to it.
Mayor Yemi Mobolade has repeatedly said the city is not currently in a crisis. You're listening to CPR News.